is Susan Sutton, editor of ASI, and today I'm speaking with Rusty Thompson. Rusty serves as president and CEO of Evans Adhesive, and he begins his term as chairman of the Adhesive and Sealant Council this month. Rusty, thank you for taking some time to speak with me today, and congratulations.
Hey, thank you very much, Susan.
What are you most looking forward to as you assume the chairmanship?
Well, I'm looking forward to working more closely with the great leaders who are really part of our industry. As the president and CEO of Evans, a small company, we're a small company relative to the larger companies that operate in our space. And one of the greatest benefits of being an active part of the ASC is my ongoing working relationship with the good leaders like Glenn Frommer from ATCO Products, Jim Owens of HB Fuller, and Larry Owens of Franklin International, just to mention a couple. Actively participating in the ASC conventions, the short courses, volunteering to guide the council allows me to explore new ideas, different perspectives, and truly get to know those great leaders. And it also helps the council and Evans Adhesive, as well as me personally. It's also great to have a mix of companies leading the organization. Next year, I'll be working closely with Andy Johnson of Ashland, who will be our treasurer, and Glenn Frommer from ADCO, who will be the past chair. So the ASC officers will be made up of both a small, medium, and large company, ensuring that different voices are part of the value proposition offered by the council.
Great. Now, ASC membership spans the supply chain from raw materials companies to formulators and affiliates. How does the council support these different audiences?
Well, very carefully. Joking, of course, but the key to the council's success is that ASC mirrors the industries we serve, and we work hard to make sure that our programs reflect what is really happening in the marketplace. When REACH, came about, we established working groups to make sure we understood the requirements and could respond. When raw materials were in flux during the downturn, we made sure we had speakers at our convention discussing the issues and how those companies can respond. And as the sustainability trend started to impact our sector, we held a summit and brought leaders together to discuss how we can respond to that, upcoming issue. So the key is that ASC is always listening to its members via surveys, anecdotal discussions, and with solid discussions at the board and committee levels where the industry come together, and then doing something about it, just versus talking about it, actually having some action plans to make it happen. Mm-hmm. I think that's an important message to share about the ASC. I'm inheriting an organization that has a legacy of taking action, especially over the past 2 years, where we introduced new programs and services based upon their market demand and interest.
Okay, what are some of those new programs that we should be aware of?
Well, actually, four of them jumped out to me right off the bat, because I know we've been focusing and executing these programs in 2013, and that's what we did in our global meeting as we wrap that up. First, we've got www.adhesive.org. We've completely retooled the site, making it more of an engagement platform that allows ASC members to connect to end users and how-to videos, discussions with our 2,700 members linked in a group, posting of white papers and product information. Second, it's the ASC Training Academy. We've developed 8 core basics of and fundamentals of training webinars that we'll be producing in 2013. The subjects will touch on basics of adhesives, additives, rheology, technological types, as well as how our products impact important market segments such as building and construction, packaging, and assembly. Third is what we call an advanced technology link. At each convention, we're going to focus on at least 8 of the 45-plus tracks on emerging research and new ideas coming out of the labs. We want our attendees and our members to really understand the new emerging innovations that could become commercial in the next few years, and I feel the advanced technology link will help keep ASC members ahead of the curve. Fourth and final, we're expanding our GR efforts to focus more on being proactive with our responses to the complex regulatory environment that we operate in. Between MDI, TDI, U.S. Green Building LEED, DST, and REACH, there are more than enough acronyms to keep the council focused and delivering value. The key, though, is to transitioning from simply making the members aware of the issues facing our industry to proactively responding to these issues as we face them in our day-to-day businesses. We'll do that via positioning papers, ongoing communications, and regular meeting with regulatory people. 11 months ago, these four concepts were just that, concepts, but under Glenn Frommer's leadership and direction, the the board's willingness to provide new things and invest in the council's programming, we've been able to get these ideas up and moving.
Excellent. Now, you touched on sustainability a little while ago, and it's obviously a huge issue in the industry. What is the ASC doing specifically to address sustainability?
Well, this is really key, I think. We partnered with ASTM to develop a sustainability summit in 2011, and we've continued to discuss and investigate how sustainability impacts our industry internally and externally via the products we deliver. ASC conventions have featured strong programming in this area, with guest experts coming in to share where they see the world heading when it comes to green chemistry or adding value via new products. And ASC has been working with the ASTM D14 and C24 subcommittees to define sustainability and discuss performance criteria that may be required over the next 5 years. This is one of those trends that's quickly transitioning to become part of a regular course of business, so it'll be critical that ASC and its members keep discussing the trend and how it impacts us.
Okay, excellent, great. Well, Rusty, thanks again for your time and best of luck in the coming year.
Hey, thanks. I'm going to need it. I've got some big shoes to fill following Glenn Frommer's leadership over the past 2 years, and I'm fortunate to have him be continuing as past chairman, along with Andy Johnson coming in. Andy being located here in Columbus, will make it easier for the two of us to meet on a regular basis. The good news is we have a plan in place and a strong professional staff at the council's headquarters in Bethesda, Maryland. So my goal will be keep moving forward and making sure we keep the proper resources to invest in the industry. It's an honor to be the chairman of the ASC in 2013 and 2014, and I look forward to working closely with industry leaders.